Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 2, The Beatitudes. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As something strange and new, these words fall upon the ears of the wondering multitude. Such teaching is contrary to all they have ever heard from priest or rabbi. They see in it nothing to flatter their pride or to feed their ambitious hopes. But there is about this new teacher a power that holds them spellbound. The sweetness of divine love flows from his very presence as the fragrance from a flower. His words fall like rain upon the mown grass as showers that water the earth. All feel instinctively that here is one who reads the secrets of the soul, yet who comes near to them with tender compassion. Their hearts are open to him, and as they listen, the Holy Spirit unfolds to them something of the meaning of that lesson which humanity in all ages so needs to learn. In the days of Christ, the religious leaders of the people felt that they were rich in spiritual treasure. The spirit of the Pharisee, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, expressed the feeling of his class and to a great degree of the whole nation. But in the throng that surrounded Jesus, there were some who had a sense of their spiritual poverty. When in the miraculous draught of fishes, the divine power of Christ was revealed, Peter fell at the Savior's feet, exclaiming, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So in the multitude gathered upon the mount, there were souls who, in the presence of his purity, felt that they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They long for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. In these souls, Christ's words of greeting awakened hope. They saw that their lives were under the benediction of God. Jesus had presented the cup of blessing to those who felt that they were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing, and they had turned with scorn from the gracious gift. He who feels whole, who thinks that he is reasonably good, and is contented with his condition, does not seek to become a partaker of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Pride feels no need, and so it closes the heart against Christ and the infinite blessings he came to give. There is no room for Jesus in the heart of such a person. Those who are rich and honorable in their own eyes do not ask in faith and receive the blessing of God. They feel that they are full, therefore they go away empty. Those who know that they cannot possibly save themselves or of themselves do any righteous action are the ones who appreciate the help that Christ can bestow. They are the poor in spirit whom he declares to be blessed. Whom Christ pardons, he first makes penitent, and it is the office of the Holy Spirit to convince of sin. Those whose hearts have been moved by the convicting Spirit of God see that there is nothing good in themselves. They see that all they have ever done is mingled with self and sin. Like the poor publican, they stand afar off, not daring to lift up so much as their eyes to heaven and cry, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And they are blessed. There is forgiveness for the penitent, for Christ is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God's promise is, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. A new heart also will I give you, and I will put my spirit within you. Of the poor in spirit, Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom is not, as Christ's hearers had hoped, a temporal and earthly dominion. Christ was opening to men the spiritual kingdom of his love, his grace, his righteousness. The ensign of the Messiah's reign is distinguished by the likeness of the Son of Man. His subjects are the poor in spirit, the meek, the persecuted for righteousness' sake. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though not yet fully accomplished, the work is begun in them which will make them meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. All who have a sense of their deep soul poverty, who feel that they have nothing good in themselves, may find righteousness and strength by looking unto Jesus. He says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He bids you exchange your poverty for the riches of his grace. We are not worthy of God's love, but Christ our surety is worthy and is abundantly able to save all who shall come unto him. Whatever may have been your past experience, however discouraging your present circumstances, if you will come to Jesus just as you are, weak, helpless, and despairing, our compassionate Savior will meet you a great way off and will throw about you his arms of love and his robe of righteousness. He presents us to the Father, clothed in the white raiment of his own character. He pleads before God in our behalf, saying, I have taken the sinner's place. Look not upon this wayward child, but look on me. Does Satan plead loudly against our souls, accusing of sin and claiming us as his prey? The blood of Christ pleads with greater power. Surely shall one say, In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The mourning here brought to view is true heart sorrow for sin. Jesus says, I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. And as one is drawn to behold Jesus uplifted on the cross, he discerns the sinfulness of humanity. He sees that it is sin which scourged and crucified the Lord of glory. He sees that while he has been loved with unspeakable tenderness, his life has been a continual scene of ingratitude and rebellion. He has forsaken his best friend and abused heaven's most precious gift. He has crucified to himself the Son of God afresh and pierced anew that bleeding and stricken heart. He is separated from God by a gulf of sin that is broad and black and deep, and he mourns in brokenness of heart. Such mourning shall be comforted. God reveals to us our guilt that we may flee to Christ and through him be set free from the bondage of sin and rejoice in the liberty of the sons of God. In true contrition, we may come to the foot of the cross and there leave our burdens. The Savior's words have a message of comfort to those who are suffering affliction or bereavement. Our sorrows do not spring out of the ground. God doth not willingly afflict nor grieve the children of men. When he permits trials and afflictions, it is for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. If received in faith, a trial that seems so bitter and hard to bear will prove a blessing. The cruel blow that blights the joys of earth will be the means of turning our eyes to heaven. How many there are who would never have known Jesus had not sorrow led them to seek comfort in him. The trials of life are God's workmen to remove the impurities and roughness from our character. Their hewing, squaring, and chiseling, their burnishing and polishing is a painful process. It is hard to be pressed down to the grinding wheel. But the stone is brought forth prepared to fill its place in the heavenly temple. Upon no useless material does the Master bestow such careful, thorough work. Only his precious stones are polished after the similitude of a palace. The Lord will work for all who put their trust in him. Precious victories will be gained by the faithful. Precious lessons will be learned. Precious experiences will be realized. Our Heavenly Father is never unmindful of those whom sorrow has touched. When David went up the Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered and he went barefoot, the Lord was looking pityingly upon him. David was clothed in sackcloth and his conscience was scourging him. The outward signs of humiliation testified of his contrition. In tearful, heartbroken utterances, he presented his case to God, and the Lord did not forsake his servant. Never was David nearer to the heart of infinite love than when, conscience smitten, he fled for his life from his enemies, who had been stirred to rebellion by his own son. The Lord says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Christ lifts up the contrite heart and refines the mourning soul until it becomes his abode. But when tribulation comes upon us, how many of us are like Jacob? We think it the hand of an enemy, and in the darkness we wrestle blindly until our strength is spent and we find no comfort or
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. As we know, it's Preparation Day. The Sabbath is soon upon us, and we know from evening to evening. So a day is going to be passing when sunset, and a new day is going to be upon us. So let us prepare for the Sabbath as we go into prayer. Kind and loving Father, there's nothing good in us, Lord. We are like children, don't know how to go in or how to go out. But we ask that you will deal with us according to our knowledge, that you will help us, strengthen us, your created being that you had made according to your likeness, that we may glorify you in whatever we do, that it will bring praise and glory and honor to your name. Forgive us where we have failed and come short. Please help us, O Lord, strengthen us for a time such as this. It's not by chance that we are here on earth or on this prayer line. We ask that you will bless us and be in the midst of us as we come and testify, share of your new blessings that you have given us, your mercy, and present our prayer requests on the behalf of ourselves and our families and friends. Help us that we will serve you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Please bless the speaker and his family in a special way. May you fill him with your Holy Spirit for a time such as this to speak to us and to encourage us and to bring forth your word. And again, I thank you for my brothers and sisters near and far. Lift up those that are in Japan, South Korea, in the Netherlands, in Canada, and throughout the United States or in the Caribbean, wherever they might be listening to this rebroadcast, please bless them in a marked way. We thank you again as we come together and give our brief testimonies of your goodness and mercies and your love towards us. And we just want to thank you most of all that we're still alive, we're still able to breathe,
we're still able to move around. We have our beings because of your love and your long suffering. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. I will go ahead and share the reading. Okay, I will have to get my screen back. I just deleted my screen, so okay, I'll have to bring it up. Praise the Lord. So today, Sabbath reading is, okay, just a moment. I'm having some technical difficulties and so I'm trying to bring up the screen. Okay, I'll just read it from the Spirit of Prophecy. Okay, so again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us. And it is Education chapter 29, and it says the Sabbath. It is a sign between me and you. This is the Lord speaking to us, because we know that the Sabbath was made for us. He made a day specially for us so that we can commune with him and cease from all our work and our toils and come and sit at his feet and come together with brothers and sisters, because this is what we'll be doing in heaven, coming together and you know, learning and being with our Savior. Continue. The Sabbath, it is a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord. The value of the Sabbath as a means of education is beyond estimate. Whatever of our God's claim from us, he returns again. Again, it said, whatever of ours God claims from us, he returns again. Enriched, transfigured with his own glory. The title that he claimed from Israel was devoted to preserving amongst men. In his glorious beauty, the pattern of his temple in the heavens, the token of his presence on the earth, so the portion of our time, which he claims, is given again to us. Bearing his name and seal, it is a sign, he says, between me and you. So it's between God and each and every one of us. Continue. That ye may know that I am the Lord, because in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus chapter 31, verse 13, and also Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. The Sabbath is a sign of creative and redeeming power. It points to God as the source of life and knowledge. It recall man's glory and thus witness to God's purpose to recreate us in his own image. So we belong to the Lord through creation and redemption, because he created us, and we know because of our big brother Adam, the world was given into the hand of our enemy, but Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for each and every one of us. So he redeemed us by shedding his precious blood. So I just want you to be encouraged, brothers and sisters. The devil has been defeated, but we all will have to call upon the Lord, trust in him so that he can fight the battle for us, because it's already been won. We just have to believe and by faith trust in the Lord and surrender all to him. Each and every day it's a new day, new victories to overcome, new battles, new temptations. So every day is a day of surrendering, submitting our will to God. Amen. So I will go to the line. Thank you again for joining us. Happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 so that you can share a brief testimony. Something that the Lord has done for you, or if you would like to pray, please press 1 also. If you're new on this line, I just want to welcome you. You can press 1 also to share your name, and if you have a prayer request, this is the time to present that, brothers and sisters. Welcome, Sister Katie, and welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters from far and near. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 617-792. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Happy celebrating comes. It hasn't take place with me. This is Sister Ruth. This is Sister Carla. I remember the
Amen.
Invitation last Friday. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed last Friday's sermon, and I came because I'm looking forward for more. But I'm thankful for the Lord to give us the privilege and the blessing to be safe through another week. I'm very grateful for God and His mercies. I would like to ask for prayer for the Lord to give me guidance to find another vehicle. I was involved in a car accident about 3 Sundays ago, and my car was in total. And now being in the country without transportation, it's a challenge. God is in control, but I would like to ask for my church family for prayer that the Lord opens a way that I can find a reliable vehicle. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Ruthie, for joining us again. May you receive a rich blessing. And, yes, we will pray for you, and also in our personal prayer that the Lord will work everything out according to His will for you and for your family. Thank you again for joining us. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share. This is Sharing Time, brothers and sisters. Surely the Lord has done something for you or for your family. So please press 1 so you can share a brief testimony of the goodness of the Lord. 985-232. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up. Happy preparation day. I want to read a prayer. Dear God, we lift our voice in praise as we observe the beauty of the world you have created. We are thankful for the hope, peace, and security we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for His words of wisdom, and thank Him for being our Father. And we just want to ask the Lord to pray for Advent Light family on and off the prayer line. Pray for the four corners of the United States. We just want to pray for the ones on the streets and everybody in jail, wherever they may be. So I just want to continue praying for Sister Power and her Alex Nation, praying that her eyes get better and better every day. And just want to thank you, Sister Carl, for opening up my line. And we have a blessed day. Preparation. Amen. I'm the only one tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. And may the Lord continue to richly bless you and your family. And thank you for being, you know, you always have an encouraging prayer or something to say. And we, you know, as you say, we're praying for each and every one. Especially Sister Powell, she's one of the eldest ones on here, and it's been a blessing to, you know, work with her, to see her on the ground, and to see how she ministers and how she's encouraging to others, and how she's full of joy and pleasantness as She goes to the people and carry the good news. She feeds those in Jamaica, especially the children, and take, you know, stuff for school and also feed the community and help out in different projects. It's such a blessing, and she's been doing this for the longest. So may the Lord truly, truly continue to bless her and strengthen her. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. 985-20-209. Your line is now open.
Play mail.
Yes, your line is open. Would you like to share? Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, I would like you to pray for me that the Lord may heal my body. And I'd like for you to pray for me, for my family, and pray for everybody, you know.
Yes.
And,
what is your name?
My name is Miss Phyllis Williams.
Okay, Miss Williams, Phyllis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all?
And I just want to tell you I love the Lord. And
Amen.
I love the Lord, and I try to serve Him 7 days a week, you know.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Sister Phyllis Williams. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all related, you know, by the blood of Jesus and through His creative power. Amen. So we will pray for you and your family and for healing. We all are sick, you know, because of sin, because the disease of the body, of the mind, you know, we're all not 100% as we should be, but we know that we have a loving, great physician, which is Jesus, who wants to heal us, and He wants to restore us to perfect health as it's in Him, but we have to trust in Him, and we have to do those things that He has called us to do, and, take heed to the laws of health so He can heal us. And He wants to also seal us, seal our mind, so that we cease from sinning. Amen. So is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1. Brothers and sisters, it's sharing time. Please press 1 so that you can share. We know that God is good and He's worthy each and every day to be praised. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you for pressing 1. 804-238. Your line is now open.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Sister Katie in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I'd like for everyone to keep me in prayer where I live at, and because it's like a little small neighborhood of houses across the field from me, and they have a lot of kids on that side, a lot of teenagers and some small kids, and they came over before, and they pulled up all my plants in my garden, and I had to replant everything, and now earlier part of this week, during the middle of the night, one of them came over and used a marker on my vehicle and wrote big letters on my vehicle. So just pray that the Lord would move me into a nice home in a nice neighborhood, because I'm also having issues with my home. It's up in age, and there's a lot of deterioration going on. So just keep me in prayer.
Amen, amen. We sure will, Sister Katie. Thank you for joining. Sometimes I know you're on, but you're quiet and listening and joining us here on the prayer line, but we will keep you in prayer regarding the Lord giving you peace at your home and also providing a place that is going to be peaceful and a place that's going to, you know, you're going to be safe and everything will work out accordingly. And sometimes the devil come in to test us with different things and to, you know, try to cause us to be upset and to be fearful. But we know that God said He will never leave us. So be encouraged, my sister. Go to the next caller again. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. 843-206. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tamiko from Florida. I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. And I'm so grateful to be on the line with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I'm just giving the Lord praise and thanks and honor because he's so worthy to be praised. He takes good care of us. He makes sure we have food to eat, clothes to wear. He provides our every need according to his riches and glory to Christ Jesus. So I'm just so grateful and thankful to be here. And I thank him for bringing us through another week. Safe and sound he has brought us. And I do have a scripture to share. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth even forevermore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God takes such good care of us. He's so loving and kind. My dear, I do have a song I would like to sing, but if you don't have enough time, it's no problem, Sister Carla. I understand.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, we do have some time, so go ahead. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, beloved. Amen. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you all evil of victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live dearly, his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Excuse me, sister, I'm losing my voice. But thank you so much, Sister Carla. Amen. God bless you all and happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. I love you and I ask that you please keep us all in prayer, everyone on the prayer line. Thank you so much. God bless. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. We know there is power in the blood. You know, we just have to believe. We have to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior and surrender to him. That's the thing. You know, we have to be selfless like Jesus was and surrender to him so that he can work through us the mighty power that he has given us if we claim it. So let us exercise our faith in Jesus. Amen. So again, if there's anyone else who would like to share, please press 1 so you can share your brief testimony before we open the line for prayer. 240 988. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Beloved, it is a blessing to be here with you all today. I'm thanking God for bringing me through another week, another trying week. But I am so excited on this Sabbath to know that I can leave all of the cares, I can leave all of my burdens, I can leave all of the agony back behind me, right? Knowing that God has given me this day to come and to bask into his rest. And that's all I have to say today, right? I am excited for all the wonderful things that God has done within my life. I know that I'm undeserving of it, but he works it out all the time. He reveals to us once we trust him, once we surrender to him, he reveals when individuals have laid traps, when individuals are deceitful, right? When individual are trying to do things that is going against us, right? And so for me, just continue to trust God. Just continue to know that he is the light within your life and you give him the opportunity. I heard Sister Katie. Sister Katie, he's not going to give you more than you can manage. And I heard, you know, what the response to what your issues were. And I want to say that, do you all know that the enemy create conspiracy against God's people? And he use human agents. So let's bound him up and let's give God the praise, the honor, and the glory, knowing that through him we will have victory. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line and giving me this opportunity just to say, I could complain, I could share all the agony and the strife and the schism that is going on that is caused by the devil, but you know what? I'm fulfilled today knowing that I have this day of rest. I can come to my Heavenly Father, and he will be there to carry me through no matter what. So thank you so much, and happy Sabbath to everyone.
Sister Stephanie, sorry I was on mute. Thank you for sharing. Such a blessing to see my brothers and sisters on the line and testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Sister Stephanie, I'm just trying to see if you have you're able to give us some prayers, some of the prayer requests that you heard, if you are in a position to just lift up some of them.
Okay. You want to go now?
Yes. Yes.
You want to do it now? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to ask our beloved, if you're able to kneel, just to kneel in reverence. If not, you can bow your heads. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road so you get there safely. As we're going to go into a season of prayer, the Word of God says we are to pray without ceasing, right? We have power when we come to God, knowing that we will ask, and because it is according to his will, he will grant us those things of our hearts. All right, so we're going to ask you to bow your heads at this time. Heavenly Father, we bow before you on this, your holy Sabbath day, an extra special day, because you said that you created this so that we can bring our cares, we can forget the toils and the hustle throughout the week, and we can come and we can bask within your presence, within your glory, within your grace, and within your mercies. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you the prayer request of the faithful. You said that when we confess our faults one to another, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So, Heavenly Father, as I ask you, Lord, to search me, forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. Remove anything from me so that this prayer will be answered according to your will. We heard from Sister Brenda, Heavenly Father, one of your bulwark, Lord, who came and praises, giving you praises, Lord. You know everything about her, and so we present her to you right now and her family. We pray that you will go in and you will give them a double portion of your Holy Spirit. You will shine your face down on them so that that light will illuminate. Whenever they come in front of anyone, whenever anyone passes their homes, they will find, Lord, that power. They will see your light, and they will be drawn closer to you. We lift up to you, Miss Williams. Heavenly Father, you know she's asking, Lord, for healing power, Lord, but you are the great physician. And so we know that she is in your hand. Lord, she said she loved the Lord. Lord, and she loved the Lord because you first love her. And so whatever she stands in need of, Heavenly Father, according to your will, according to your riches, we're begging and we're pleading on her behalf. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you, Sister Leola and her family. I know she was asking for prayer for traveling. Lord, we pray that you will go before her, cut and clear the pathway so that she will be able to sojourn her, Lord, to her destination safely. Lord, we lift up to you, Sister Tamiko and her family, Heavenly Father. We pray for those grandchildren. We pray for her children. You know them by name. And so we present them to you. We present each and every person that is connected to the Advent Light Ministry. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to allow us to get higher, Lord. Allow us to become more like you. Be with Sister Carla, the host. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, and continue to direct her path. Lord, I heard that was a prayer for someone asking God to continue to lead them, Heavenly Father. And so the name is slipping me at this time, but, Lord, you have heard it. You heard the prayer request, and their names were recorded, Lord, in your book. And so we pray for each and every person that gave praises of all the wonderful and the great things that you have done for us. Though we are undeserving, Lord, you bless us. And for that we say thank you, Lord. I thank you for this week, for even for the trials, even for the tribulation, Lord. We thank you for that because we know that you are working out, Lord, the impurities within us, Lord. You are working it out so that we will be able to stand. We will be fitted, Lord, to finish this work. We lift up to you, Sister Katie, and the agony that she's going through, Lord, but we bring her peace. We bring her comfort. We bring her hope that to say we are to count all things joy. We're to count that even as Job experienced these agonies back to back, Lord, you were in control. And so I know that you're in control of her life. Lord, we pray, Lord, that those young people, Lord, will feel your spirit and to see your light when they come around Sister Katie, Lord, so that they will be drawn close and they will be deterred to do the work of the enemy. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will let your angels stand guard east, west, north, and south. Give the enemy no charge over Sister Katie and her family, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you so much, Lord. We pray for the speaker. We pray that you will touch his lips with coal, Lord, so that the message that is coming is fitting, is clear, is concise, is succinct, and it will prick the hearts of the people so that we will leave here being doer of the word and not hearer, Lord. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we thank you for what you're going to do in advance, and we thank you for what you have done thus far. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And as we continue to pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this holy Sabbath day that you have given us. This is your Sabbath reminder. You said remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Lord, help us to keep it holy. We cannot do it within our own strength. Help us to keep our mind upon you because the devil will divert our mind to worldly things and cares of this world. But help us to meditate upon you and what you have done for us on Calvary, a thoughtful hour each day to remember the last closing scene of your death for us. But we know that you are risen. And that you are in heaven in the most holy place right now, interceding on our behalf. That's how much you love us because you gave yourself for us, a precious gift, a free gift to each and every one of us. So help us, Lord, to tell others about this free gift, to tell others about your soon coming, and to not be ashamed of the gospel. I thank you for Sister Stephanie, the work you're doing within her heart, the blessing that she's receiving, and the challenges, even the challenges that she's going through day after day, is to help us and to have us draw closer to you, to call out to you at these times, and to prune us Thank you for her family, her son and her daughter. May you continue to bless them, protect them, and guide them and keep them. Also, her mother, Sister Powell, I thank you for her also. We lift up a prayer for her that you will continue to bless her and give her health and strength so that she can live out her years praising you and serving you with all her heart, her soul, and her mind. Be with her other children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Thank you for Sister Ruthie for joining us. It's a blessing to have my dear sister on this line. You heard her prayer, Lord. This is not by surprise that she came on to petition your throne, that I'm doing it on her behalf to you, asking that you will bless her, asking that you will create in her a clean heart and help her to draw closer to you. And you know about her need of a car, Lord. Bless her more abundantly than she can ask for a car, Lord. You can even give her a car free. We know with you all things are possible. So we're asking right now for the impossible, for you to bless Sister Ruthie. Help her to have faith, knowing that you are a loving God. You are her husband, man. And you say, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. May she continue to look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of her faith. And be with each and every one that's on here, the unspoken prayer requests. All those that Sister Stephanie prayed for, I touch and agree with the prayer for my brothers and sisters, Brother O'Neill, the Calvaire family, the Richardson family, Brother Rick family, and each and every one of our friends and our family, our loved one, our children, the young adults, we want to lift them up, our neighbors, Lord, bless them in a mighty way. Thank you again for Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha, their ministry, and thank you for keeping them. In them, you said unto us, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Every day you want us to prosper and be in health. So we bind the evil force of the evil one that's trying to come against us with all type of disease and manner of illness, mentally, physically, emotionally. We break those generational curse upon the life. May we speak life into our life, into the life of our children. May we speak health into our life, and may we claim the victory over disease and illness. And may we take heed to your laws and to the right path that you have laid out for us so that we will have none of the disease as the Egyptian has upon them. Bless us, Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. Forgive our sins, our trespasses, and our iniquity so that this prayer can come to you as a sweet-smelling savior. Thank you ever so much in Jesus' mighty name. And we also lift up Brother Eli. We thank you for Sister Tymiko and dear family, and even Sister Payne. We haven't heard from her, Sister Consonelli, and the other dear sister that comes on and sing, Sister Barnaby. We thank you for these precious, precious brothers and sisters that you have put in our path, our life, to minister to each other, because we know that iron sharpeneth iron. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Gunning family in a special way. You know their needs. And be with Sister Faye, the Nicholas family also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, Brother Ricardo, can you press 1, please? I'm not sure. Let me make sure the line that you're going to be sharing on. Amen. Amen. Again, Brother Ricardo, if you can press 1. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to play a song.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed.
think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long.
And all that stuff there from the compost or whatever.
Brother Ricardo? Amen. Brother Ricardo, your line is now open. Sorry, I was speaking and I didn't know that my line was muted. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Thank you. I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters again. Blessed
Amen.
Sabbath. Family. Amen.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for being faithful, holding up the banner for Jesus Christ. And everyone, happy Sabbath again. Save you through another week. The Lord has brought us on another creation day. And Lord, the Sabbath is nice. So brothers and sisters, whatever difficulties that you are going through, we are told in the spirit of prophecy. In other words, let me just put this in my way before we go into it. On the Sabbath day, God is more willing to answer all of our prayers, especially on the Sabbath day. Because remember, he's a sympathizing Savior. Because remember, the Sabbath is holy. His presence is in it. And they, when preparation day come around, beloved, we are preparing to meet our God. So if we are preparing to meet our God, we have to think like this. I think the future, by God's grace, you got to do a study on the Sabbath. How to really keep the Sabbath? What does the Sabbath mean to you and I? So we can really please God, so we can obtain the blessing that he have in store for each and every one of us every week. The Sabbath comes with a lot of blessing, joy, happiness, peace. I don't know about you, but a lot of us, beloved, if we really keep the Sabbath as God ought all of us to keep it, a lot of breakthrough, a lot of deliverance, a lot of prayers can be answered because his presence is in it. And he loves each and every one of us. In spite of our failures, in spite of our nothingness, Jesus Christ is you and I, Savior. He wants to reach us. God is loving, beloved. God is longing for us to talk to him. Can you imagine? Just like a wife longing for a husband to talk to her. A child longing for the mom, dad to pay them attention. This is God, beloved. God loves you so much. The God who created the heaven and earth stooped down, lay off his robe, his priestly attire, and come and to die for us. Brothers and sisters, think on these things. Lord have mercy. I want to encourage somebody before we go into it. Jesus Christ loves you. The mere fact that you are alive, just to show you, beloved, why you think you see that sun stand up each and every day in the sky? Hanging like nothing is holding it up. God created that for you and I, to just to give you light. Even when you are not faithful unto him, the sun is shining. The grass, look in nature, the flowers, the breeze, the fresh water. Everything God gave unto you and I. But to show you how important that you and I, you are more important to God than the sun. You are more important than the sun. You are more important than the ocean. You are more important than the animals. You are more important, beloved, than the moon. You are more important than the fish that in the sea. You are more important than the insects, the animals, all the creatures, beloved. God never died for a tree, an animal, the moon, the stars. He died for you and I. We need to contemplate on these things. Because you serve a loving God. When you are down, do you know that he's carrying you? Do you know that when you are crying, Christ cries with you? Because he's a sympathizing Savior. We are told that when God, the angel come to help us, beloved, and we refuse the help. Do you know that we are told in the spirit, pen of inspiration, the only angel, they turn back. And when they go back in heaven, you know what they said? Amen. And the whole universe say amen. Why? Because we reject the help. You see, God not going to force himself on none of us, beloved. He's a gentleman. He loves you. He cares about you, Advent Light. And he said, he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have life of light. God said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things, Advent Light, things you know nothing of. This is one of my favorite scriptures, beloved. I test it and I prove it. And it's real. God said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me, Advent Light? Is there anything too hard for God? It may be hard for you and I, but it is not, beloved. We are told, beloved, in Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, if you believe, Advent Light, all things are possible. All things are possible. We are told, beloved, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, beloved, take heed, beloved, lest there be found in any of you an evil heart in departing from the living God. Evil heart of unbelief, doubt. We, beloved, tie up God's hand. Tie him up. God wants to pour the blessing and we tie up God's hand. Can you imagine? We, beloved. And not only that. Can you imagine, Sister Carla, I have so much blessing, so much gift in heaven. And we are because of our unbelief. Heaven wants to pour out all these gifts. You say, my brother, what are you talking about? We are told, beloved, God is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to each and every one of us more than all parents want to give their children good gifts, Advent Light. Can you imagine how many gifts in heaven store up? God wants to bless us and we turn back the own blessing, our own blessing. God loves you, beloved. Why are we struggling so much? Why we can't just have a act of faith? The Bible says, faith come by hearing. But why are we not prospering? Because we read the word, we are not studying it. We are not letting it marinate. You know, when you are cooking some nice stew peas, you know, and the next day you eat it and it's like it tastes better than the first day you cook it. God wants his word to marinate. Let me ask off too much. Let us go into the word of God. We're going to look at the mystery of God. This is the last part. I have a lot to show you, beloved. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good in me. Nothing I bring. Only my sinful soul. I present all of my brothers and sisters who are listening. Those who are going to listen in the future, oh God, this recording. I pray that you may touch. I pray that somebody's heart will be touched. Somebody will see Jesus calling softly and tenderly. Lord, I am nothing but a decorated dove, but Lord, I come before your presence. Please touch me. Lord, I am unclean. I am filthy. But Lord, I ask you by the authority of your word. You say, if I confess, you are faithful. So now I'm asking you, Lord, touch my lips with the call from the altar and put your words in my mouth so I can speak to my brothers and sisters to uplift them, to encourage them, to bring hope to them and to know that they have a God who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is our sympathizing Savior. So Lord, Father in heaven, we just want to give you thanks. As we go into your word, oh God, hide me behind the cross. Let me not be heard or be seen, but Christ will be heard and his words will be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you so much for hearing us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, beloved. Good evening, everyone, and happy Sabbath. All right, so we're going to go into it again, the mystery of God. Okay, so where I want to start you now, go with me to John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. We're dealing with the mystery of God. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as what? Received him, to them gave he what? Power to become what? The sons of God. Remember that we come to his own and his own what? Receive him not. Because remember Jesus, the woman, come to Jesus, the Canaan woman, begging, asking Jesus for help. And he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the host of Israel. Remember that, beloved. All right, let's move on. So now, question, beloved. Why did the Lord turn from the Jews and turn to the Gentiles? Go with me to Acts chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. Acts chapter 22. verse 21 and 22. One more time. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, so at this moment the children of Israel, the Jews, was on a probationary period, which is 490 years, to get rid of sin out of their lives. And we are told also, beloved, that was tithe, no anti-tithe. We are told probation closed first. What I just said, beloved, first. And who? The members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Amen? So the focus, the main focus, beloved, even though we see the apostasy, the only way we're going to be sealed if we are sighing and crying, not to grab chairs and to just to talk, just our main focus is just to criticize and to talk about the church. No, beloved, these are our brethren. Are you with me? And we must have this love, this burden. When Jesus was on the plane, beloved, and he see Israel, and he look over the plane and he weep. Why? Because he see that the children of Israel without a true shepherd. Are you with me, beloved? So Jesus' focus was on his own. And our focus supposed to be on our own. Because, beloved, if we are saying that, beloved, we don't care, beloved, that means God can't heal you. Are you with me, beloved? Because Jesus come, beloved, he is our what? Example. Are you with me? So if we even see what is going on in the Adventist church, beloved, abroad, the whole body, beloved, all of these pastors, it's supposed to move you. Hunger in you. Righteous hunger, all right? I said, Lord, what can I do? Pray. Encourage. Write email. Send email. Pray. Fast. Are you with me, beloved? Because we are dealing with people, lives, souls. We're not dealing with buildings. Are you with me, beloved? Because God is coming for building. Are you with me? Because you're not coming for buildings, you're coming for people, souls. Because you and I can be the head, beloved, and we are farming a fool of ourselves. And the ones who down there looking up to us and say that, man, Lord, that so-and-so, man, is going to hell. We must not judge nothing before their time. Are you with me, beloved? So, beloved, so our heart is supposed to get so soft in these days. Are you with me? Because if we so cold, beloved, it is not a pretty thing to see fire and brimstone fall on your own believers. Of your own brothers and sisters who have the same faith. Are you with me, beloved? It is not a good thing. It is not I'm trying to find words. Because it's coming, beloved. I want you to think. Because if your son is not in the message, beloved, you have no time to look at the leaders. You must focus on your son. You must focus on your child. You must focus on your auntie. You must focus on your neighbor. Are you with me, beloved? So we are all into this. We are all in this big mess. Are you with me? God's going to say, where are the flock I give unto you? Where are the souls that you encourage? Who are the ones that you pray for? When I look at your record, you are quick to criticize. You are quick to put down. You think you have all of these things, but let me examine you. You think you're rich, but look at this. You're full of flaw. You didn't even break up your own pile of ground. You don't even see your own need for a savior. You don't even see your own need because you don't even have eyes up. You only have head knowledge. Are you with me, beloved? We don't want no head knowledge. Let that head knowledge transform the heart in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? Because the main issue is coming down. The time of buying and selling is going to hit everybody's doorstep. Are you with me? Whether you're going to be obedient or disobedient. Are you with me? But at the end of the day, you're going to join the Pope. And the world, are you behind God's side? Are you with me, beloved? Because the time is coming, beloved. A shaking going to come, beloved. And, beloved, we must say, Lord, am I right? Where I am in my walk today, Advent light, are you with me, beloved? Am I walking in the light? Because Jesus said Advent light is for each and every one of us, especially me. Walk while you have light. Let darkness come upon you. Because the Gentiles is coming, beloved. You remember the Jews of old? These are the regular branch, beloved. And remember, you and I, we are grafted in. We are grafted in. We are not the original branch. So don't get big-headed. Don't get beside yourself now. Are you with me? You're supposed to be shaking in your boots every day. Lord have mercy. Help me not to fall into apostasy. Are you with me, beloved? Help me not to dabble with sin. Call sin by the right name. Some of us are afraid to call sin by the right name because we don't want to ruffle no feathers. I don't want to lose my friends. Well, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, and dare to have a purpose and make it known in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? Because if you're going to be stern at the same time but loving, but you ain't a pushover, but stand up for what is right, your friends going to be a few. Your circle going to be a few. So what? As long as you are living, you just want to make sure that you are right. As long as you are right in God's eyes, you don't care what people say. Are you with me? Because man can say whatever, their word is like wind, even though these words they can cut. But at the end of the day, beloved, you don't want Jesus to say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Are you with me, beloved? Does these things make sense, beloved? Because we are looking at the mystery of God, and the Gentiles, they are coming in, beloved. And we're supposed to ask myself, Lord, will I be shaken out? Will I be shaken out? Will I not receiving the seal of the Holy Spirit? Because remember, beloved, we have to look at, oh Lord, I will not deny you. I will never deny the Advent message. I will not deny the first, second, and third angel message. I will not deny the sanctuary message, really. Jesus said, Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times when the cock crow. Lord, I will die. Peter said, Peter is the spirit, beloved. I said, Lord, even if I to die with you, even if every man leave you, I will go. So, beloved, just to show you that you and I heart is desperately wicked above all things. Are you with me? But who can know it? Only God. So, no, you and I need to say, Lord, take this evil, wicked heart from me. Because our heart is so wicked, it even deceives us at times. Are you with me, beloved? So you must keep your eyes in the word of God. Are you with me? Come back now. I talk too much now. Let us come back to the word. Acts chapter 22, verse 21 and 20. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I was also standing by and consenting unto his death. This is Paul. And kept the remnant of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. So God have a mission for who? Paul. And God going to send Paul from where? From his home. Remember, Jesus said, I come to my own, and my what? Own receive me what? Nah. Paul even go amongst his own, and his own what? Rejected him. And who received the inheritance? The Gentiles. I'm going somewhere. Go with me now. We're in Acts. Look at chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Acts chapter 13. I give you a little time to find it, beloved. Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, we need men and women who will be bold in these last days. Amen. And said, it was necessary that the word of God should first come, sorry, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Hold it right there. Don't move too fast. Lest you miss the blessing. Are you hearing this, beloved? Who? It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Paul is a what? A Jew. In other words, Paul is a what? A Seventh-day Adventist. Are you with me? A Sabbath keeper. In other words, are you with me, beloved? A true worshiper of God. So Paul is talking to who? His own people. Are you with me? That's in the same faith. So he said now, it was necessary that what? The word of God should what? First, Lord have mercy, have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it far from who? You. And judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Hold it, hold it, hold it. So you're telling me Advent light, when the word of God comes, when the counsel of God presents itself before us, when light is presented itself before us, Paul, the word of God said, but seeing you put it far from you. God, in other words, God go a little further. God said, even your own prayers is like an abomination unto me. Disgusting to me. I don't want to hear it. And judge yourself unworthy of what? Everlasting life. So now, who's going to be found worthy? Because the members of the same faith rejected the message that was sent to them, and they are on what? Unworthy of what? Everlasting life. We want to know who going to be worthy now. We turn to the Gentiles. Lord have mercy. Who are Gentiles? Dogs. In other words, for us today, let us bring it home. Who are dogs in other ways? We would say the first day believers. But who are we to call them dogs? They are coming in, beloved. Their time is coming. The spirit of prophecy, they're coming in by the thousands. Are you hearing this, beloved? This is the mystery of God at work. Until the Gentile come in, then Jesus can stand up. Now, when we read in Matthew, when we read in Daniel and Revelation, you have to realize, beloved, and when you read in Revelation 7, verse 2, and said, hold, hold, until we have sealed the servants of our God. Seal who? Who are these? These are the Gentiles. Who are going to come in and make up the number of the 144,000? Making sense now, huh? Ah, you get it, Advent light. Yes, amen. You're getting the blessing. Amen. Let us move on now. Question for you. Who did the word of God come to first? Us. We are hearing it. You remember Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 and 20 to 28? Remember when Jesus said to the man, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the host of Israel. Remember that, right? And the woman said, true, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs from their master's table. And Jesus examined the woman. Jesus examined the end time Gentiles who are going to come in on crumbs. Who are just going to come and to hear present truth. And all of these things, beloved, not have enough time, not have enough years to learn and to sit down and to study. But they're going to learn these things in weeks and what? Months. But when Jesus look at them, he's going to say, great is thy faith. But when you look at his people, you're going to realize that my own receive me not. And what they do, Paul say, but seeing ye have put it far from you. Put what? The word of God. The counsel. For God say, for you are set at naught advent light. All of my counsel, and you will none of my... What does this word set at naught mean? You have despised. You have mocked. You have ridiculed my word. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Acts chapter 9, verse 15, beloved. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. Talking to Paul, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to be in my name before the Gentiles. This is God talking to Ananias, yes, to be in my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Who going to bear the name? Who going to bear God's name before the Gentiles? Seventh-day Adventist today. Us. And who going to also come in among us? Kings. It's in the Bible. And it's in the spirit of prophecy. I can give you spirit of prophecy. But we are also need to be able to study the Bible only. Because when you come to unbelievers, you can't give them spirit of prophecy. Are you with me? We have to be, can be able to teach from the Bible only. Because they're going to say, well, who is this or what? And when they understand this now, we can show them the counsel from the prophet. They say, Lord have mercy. This woman is truly a prophet. Because, beloved, God wants us to be so versatile in our study, in our devotion, that we can study with our outside believers and to prove everything, beloved, and they get everything 100% accurate, with accuracy. And then you bring now in the spirit of prophecy. I said, look at this quotation right here. And I'm going to read all of these Bible verse, and I want you to read this and look at this. And then I'm going to be poor quote. I said, Lord have mercy. So see, because we are studying wrong. We are just trying to push down Sister White in there on them. But we have to know how to study. We have to be tactful and skilled with the scripture. That's the Bible says, study to show thyself and what? Approve unto God. So when you are approved to God, beloved, you can be able to study with those who are not of this faith. And you're going to convince them so much, beloved, they're going to say, Lord have mercy. All these years I'm in the wrong faith. But let us move on now. Let us move on. Go with me to Revelation now. Getting sweet, beloved. Revelation looking at the Gentiles. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. Remember now, beloved, I want you to catch this. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Why the Bible is saying this? Until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Remember now, the Gentiles never have no inheritance. The Gentiles never have no hope of resurrection, never have no hope of a Messiah. Are you with me? Only the Jewish nation. Are you with me, beloved? So I'm going to show you something now. So when this Canaan woman come to Jesus and he say, I am only sent to the lost sheep of the host of Israel. Who are you talking to? His own. He's talking, in other words, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. This is my focus because probation going to close on them first. Then the general probation. Are you with me? You remember? Type, we are looking at type and anti-type. I want you to catch it because we're going to read Revelation right here, verse 11 and 1 and 2. So I'm doing some correlations so you can get a deep understanding. So now, chapter 11 of Revelation, verse 1 and 2. Let us come back again now. Let us read. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, right? And the angel stood, saying, because remember, the woman come to Jesus. So this is not for the Gentile time. The Gentile are going to have their time. But God is focusing on a specific nation first, his home. Then when he gets his own in line, then he can use his own to bring in others. Are you with me? Ah, no, you're getting it. All right? Amen. Getting the blessing. Amen. Now, watch this now. And there was given me a rod, a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise, measures what? The temple of God. This is dealing with the sanctuary now. You have the outer court. The outer court belongs to the Gentiles. And you have the holy and most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Now, watch this now. This is deep. This may be future stuff. Where is Jesus? In the most holy place, right? Of the heavenly, what? Sanctuary. When Jesus came up, beloved, and he put on his attire, and he's going to come out now, beloved, almost coming out, because we are told like that Jesus is going to appear like he's tarrying, but he's not tarrying, because he's going to get up, beloved. Are you with me? At this moment, his people, they are crying and begging. Are you with me? But before this time come, beloved, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come and the faithful few, and they're going to give the last warning, beloved, to a dying world. And so these people, they're going to be able to come in. Are you with me? Under the little time of trouble. Are you with me? But these are a lot, beloved. It's a lot coming to my mind. Let us continue. I talk too much now. And measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein, but the court, you catch this? This is sanctuary. This is dealing with the sanctuary. I'm going to give you a quotation. I only have one quotation to give you on this topic right here, subject matter. But the court which is without the temple, leave out. Are you with me? This is what we call the outer court. Are you with me? Let us read it again. But the court which is without the temple now, leave out. Jesus said, I only come now. I want you to catch it, beloved. Are you getting it? Amen. Amen. Can you imagine Sister Carla's face is lighting up? Amen, Sister Carla. But the court which is without the temple, leave out for who? The Gentiles. And measure it not. Why? Why leave it out? Why not measure it? For it is given unto, the Gentiles. Lord have mercy. So now, beloved, the Gentiles, because they are outside of the outer court, they're going to get the opportunity to hear the everlasting what? Gospel. Are you with me? So they're going to make the transition from the outer court to the most holy place where Jesus is at interceding on their what? Behalf. Are you with me, beloved? So because they ask us a little bit of time, what we are learning for here is they're going to learn in few weeks and months because Jesus Christ flashing light of revelation from the sanctuary where he has interceding right now. Are you with me? Lord have mercy. So much going through my mind. Listen now, beloved. But the court which is without the temple, leave out. Measure it not. Why? For it is given to who? The Gentiles. What does this mean? And the only city shall they tread underfoot for 42 months. This is weird now. the papers also come in. Because many of them, beloved, they trample what? That sanctuary underfoot. They tread down also the fourth commandment. Gentiles who start New Age movement, Gentiles who also kill God's people, paganism, are you with me? So because God so loved the world that he gave, are you with me? Many of them, beloved, they're going to come to the true knowledge. So because Rome set up a system, Rome has her allies, but that's what God said, come out of her, my people. Many of them who also follow Rome, apostate Protestant who are following Rome, they're going to get the opportunity. Lower your feet, beloved. Are you hearing it? Deep, right? Our message is powerful, beloved. No, God is saying that come out of her, my what? People. Who are God's people? Where are they? Many of them, the majority, they are in what? Rome. So God is saying that bring them out. Come out. So come out of her. So now when you come out of her, you're going to make a transition now from outer to most holy. Because Jesus is not in the holy place. Are you with me? But in the most holy place have the heavenly sanctuary. So that's why now the Gentiles who are coming out of Babylon, that's what the Bible said. These are they which came out. These are they which follow the Lamb, which wherever we go. These were not defiled with women. Women represent church, our doctrines, our dogmas. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. So the Gentiles, beloved, who are going to come out of Rome, they're going to come and make up the number of the 144,000. Are you with me? So they're going to be a part of the special group. Why? Because the Bible said they are virgin. They are not defiled with our teaching. Are you with me? They strip themselves of all of Roman paganism teaching. Are you with me? And they also learn all of these things. So because now they have a little bit of time, they're going to learn these things in weeks and months because they have such a deep, such a faith. God's going to open up their understanding, flood them. They're going to be able to understand the sanctuary message that some of you and I cannot even understand still today. Lord have mercy. The history of our movement and all of these things, the pillars. So they're going to learn these things so fast. Lord have mercy. What God's going to do, he's going to move some of us to jealousy. Because we have these things and we don't want to use it. So why now? So they're going to come in with such a great faith. That's what we are told, that we need such a faith that can endure hunger. So these Gentiles now, they're going to say, Lord, wow. They're going to be on fire. They're going to be crazy for Jesus. They're going to want more. That's what Jeremiah said, that word was found and I did eat them. That word was rejoicing and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O God of hosts. That's what Job said, I esteem thy words more than necessary food. Job said, I esteem thy words more than my necessary food. So the Gentiles who are going to come in, they esteem the word of God. They value the word of God so much, beloved. Food is not so important to them. That's why they can go through the time of what? Trouble. Such as never was since there was a nation. Are you with me, beloved? Are you getting this, beloved? This is deep. We can study this issue so many angles, but you never study in this format right here. Are you with me? Powerful. I'm enjoying it. Listen now, beloved. When the 70 weeks of the probation time ended on the Jewish nation, which is the 490 years of mercy, to surrender their lives and repent of their individual sin, probationary time ran out on the Jews, and the gospel of life and peace were taken to who? The Gentiles. This was the beginning of the mystery of God at work. Now, I want you to jot down this quotation right here. Write down this quotation. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3, page 74, paragraph 2. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3, page 74, paragraph 2. Now, listen to this. We're dealing with the Gentiles. We're not going off track. We're on point. No, listen, because remember, the Bible says, do not measure the temple. Leave this out. Do not measure it, for it belongs to who? The Gentiles. Are you with me? Listen now. These Gentiles were excluded from the temple court where Jesus was sitting over against the treasure. They had heard much in favor and up against Jesus and were desirous to see and hear him for themselves. Holy, you remember the woman? The woman at the well, when she hear Jesus, she know about Jesus. She heard about this prophecy. But because they are excluded from the temple, are you with me? Because they say that they're worshiping false gods and all of these things. Are you with me? Jews and Gentiles don't have no dealings. Are you with me? Just like us Adventists, it's the same thing. Seventh-day Adventists, many Adventists, they even like first day because they say they have all of these false doctrines. But don't get wrong, beloved. Don't do that. Because many of them out there, they don't know better. And God judge them according to the little light they have. But you and I have all of this light, flood of light, no error. And we are living like living worse than them. Let us move on. These Gentiles were excluded from the temple where Jesus was sitting over against the treasury. Because even though, remember, Jesus died where? In the outer court. Are you with me? They had heard much in favor and against Jesus and were desirous to see and hear him for themselves. This is why the woman come and bother Jesus and say, Lord, help me. My daughter is vexed with her spirit. And she go to his disciple, and Jesus says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She comes to Jesus in the outer court, beloved. And listen again. I'm doing a comparison. These Gentiles were excluded from the temple. Which part of the temple? The outer court, the court where Jesus was sitting over against the treasury. Let me continue. They had heard in much favor against Jesus and were desirous to see and hear him for themselves. Listen to this, beloved. They could not come to him. Who? The Gentiles could not come to who? Jesus. They could not come to him. Why? But were obliged to wait. Ah, so Jesus had to die first. The Jewish nation probation had to run out first. Then God can turn from his own who rejected him and go to a nation who never knew him. The Gentiles. That's why now you and I have the privilege to hear the gospel, the everlasting gospel. So that's why we see the majority of Christendom out there in the first day church. But don't get beside yourself. The majority they're coming in. We don't know how God's going to do it, but he is God. Amen. Let us not question God, but just believe. Lord, I know. But Lord, help me not to be cast out. Amen? Let no man take my place, Lord. I want my call, Lord. You know, I want my call, Lord Jesus, because I hear that you have sheet of gold for me, you know. Yes, Sister Carla, can you imagine Sister Carla? He's going on skipping Sister Carla with a white garment. Can you imagine Sister Carla? He ain't got to worry about no problem, Sister Carla. Everybody says, from Sister Carla comes to heaven, Sister Carla is so happy. Happy, look at Sister Carla, she's shining bright. Look at her crown.
Amen.
Can you imagine, Sister Carla, you remember when Jesus is saying that, Sister Carla, do you know why you're here? Can you remember, Sister Carla, when you're tired, you come on, Advent light, even when you're tired, you're hauling up the phone for me, you're hauling up the banner, allow brothers and sisters to give their testimony, to testify of me. Do you remember when you encourage? Do you remember when you read the scripture? Do you remember when you allow the others to give their testimony? This is why you're here, Sister Carla.
Amen.
Never to experience sorrow again. Sister Carla, I have more stuff for you. Look at your children over there. Can you imagine Sister Carla, your children are calling and saying, thank you, Jesus. I know these children have come on sometimes, Lord. They're hard-headed, but Lord, they're here. Because you are faithful. And I was a sympathizing Savior. I hear your prayer. I hear your silent prayer. I hear when you're tired. And I reach and I touch their heart. I break up their heart. Come, let us move on. I just encourage you, my sister. Let us move on, beloved. This is what is coming on. Coming for us, you and I, beloved. Let us remain faithful. Because the Gentiles, many of our children, many of our brothers and sisters, auntie, they are not walking with God. They consider us Gentiles, but do not call them Gentiles. Even when they get on your nerves, do not do it. Amen? Because you are dripping them away. they could not come to him, but were obliged to wait in the court of the Gentiles. This is Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3, page 74, paragraph 2. Look at that. This is Spirit. So go with me to Ephesians now. Go with me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4 to 6. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4 to 6. Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, this is powerful, brothers and sisters. Listen now, beloved. Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the Son of Man. This mystery was not made known unto Abraham then, Isaac. Because in their time, God has to deal with them regarding the light they have. Are you with me, beloved? But we have all of this light. And now these things, they are revealed unto us. We understand these things. Amen? So let us remain faithful. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be followers and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. The Gentiles going to be what? Follow years and be partakers of what? The promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of eternal life, the promise of eating the leaf, which is the healing of the nation, the promise that they will walk on streets of gold, the promise that they will have a new name, the promise, beloved. Are you with me? How are they going to hear this promise? Christ by the gospel. Christ in you and me, the hope of glory. This is the mystery of God. So God is trying to reshape back the lost image in fallen human being. Oh, Lord, mercy. Verse 7 to 9. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his powers. And to me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among who? The Gentiles. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Let this word be in you richly. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which is from the beginning of the world, had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. This plan was from the foundation, beloved. This plan was put in place before God created the first human being, Adam and Eve. What a mighty God this is. So there is hope for each and every one of us. So now, beloved, what I'm going to do, we have enough time. I'm going to stop. If there are any questions, I think you all get the message, then we can move on to something else in the future by God's grace. Any question? Sister Carla, I give you back over the line, so if anyone have any question or if anyone want to give any testimony, we have enough. So we can give somebody room, change it up a little bit. But beloved, yes, go ahead, Sister Carla. Over to you, Doc.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. What a blessing. And especially reading Ephesians 3. I was like, wow, praise the Lord. Sometimes we read these things, but when we look at it again, we have a new light. And, you know, the way you present it through the Holy Spirit. Thank you again for sharing with us and for blessing us this evening with the written word of God. So brothers and sisters, is there any question? Is there any comment? Please press one. If you have already pressed one, you will have to press one to take yourself off and then press it a second time. So that will indicate to me that you would like to share. So if you have a question or a comment, this is the time for you to press one so that I can open your line for a question or a comment, or if you have a pressing prayer request, this is also a time for you to press one. so that we can pray for your prayer requests, because we know, especially on the Sabbath, God answer prayer more, you know. I mean, it's a blessing, you know, on the Sabbath for him to delight in us and to hear our prayer and to answer it. It's a special day that he had made for us, brothers and sisters. So, okay, I believe someone has pressed one. So, and this, again, is for questions or comment, brief comment or question or prayer. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 931-332. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Kala. I can't even talk. But Ricardo, hi, this is Sister Richardson. You said that how people will be coming out to make up the 144. I thought it was only Seventh-day Adventists who are in the church will make up the 144, and those who come out will be in the large number. Could you clarify? Can you clarify?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, the one-third of the angel was cast out of heaven, right?
Yes.
And that one-third, yes. God going to replace it back with human.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why God created the Adam man to replace angels. But man supposed to go on a trial. And man, because Satan realized that man, if man come to the full maturity, we will stand in the gap to judge angels. And Satan hate that and realize that man going to take place that angel never hold in heaven. And Satan said, we're going to, no. We're going to overthrow God's plan. God ain't going to do that. So Satan already was cast out of heaven. So because the Bible says Satan come down, and you know that he come with, he has nothing but a short time, he's going to come with theories, especially for Adventists. And you know that because of these unbelief and all of these things, he's going to darken our understanding. And we are told that when the latter rain about to fall, many going to go out. Many Adventists are going to go out. Because remember, God is going to have to restore back that one-third. So because many of us spiritual Jews are going to go out, those others who do not see the light, now the light is going to come to them. They're going to see the light, right? They're going to come now in and make up the numbers. Because the ones who's going out, God still have to make up the number, even though many are going out. Because remember, Jesus said, walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon thee. And in other words too, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 3, remember when it said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Darkness is of Satan. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. And he said, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness, the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Watch this now. Listen. And the Gentiles. So because now you're going to remain faithful in the Adventist church, those who are outside of this message, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Remember the Bible says, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Remember the Gentiles, they are in darkness. So now somebody have to present that light to the Gentiles so they can come in. So now, because remember, the Bible says, and the glory of the Lord is, and the earth is full with the glory of God. Who's going to fill the earth with God's glory, his character, you and I, if we are found faithful? And so now those going to see Christ in us, and they're going to come to our light. They're going to come to the knowledge, and we're going to open up our mouth. Pentecost is going to repeat it. We're going to open up our mouth like Peter, and thousands are going to be converted in our day, Sister Richardson, if you remain faithful. So now these Gentiles are going to come and make up the 144,000 if we be alive to see it. So now those who are going out, God's going to replace back that number. Is that clear so far? If anything, I can give you a scripture to clarify.
Yeah, but what you are saying, so it's only the 144 will make out the one-third of the angel what's fallen, or the whole people who are saved will make up that one, that one too.
Yes, some of them are already sleeping in the grave. We know that they are just waiting for the special resurrection. But God is going to have a special people. But some of the Gentiles are going to be in the number of the 144,000 living.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Because remember, Spiritual Prophecy said many going to go out. Because as he said, listen to this, Great Controversy, I think 6:9, he said, as the storm approaches, a large class who profess faith in the third angel message, why? Yes. For they have not sanctified to obedience to the truth, they're going to what? Abandon their position. Holy. What does this mean, abandon their position? Remember, many ministers now, Lord have mercy, keep me. Many ministers are holding the post. They're standing their ground. They're preaching the first, second, and third angel message. They're living up to the standard as man can see. But God can see the heart. But as the storm approaches, as the difficulty comes, as the time of buying and selling comes, you cannot be able to buy and sell. The test going to come. And so because of the test, many going to shake out and we're going to be found wanting. And so now those who do not get that privilege, the light going to shine now, and they're going to come and take you and I place. The inheritance, the blessing that we in starting need up to, is waiting for, the Gentiles are going to get it. The Gentiles are going to get our new name. They're going to get our crown. They're going to get our garment. They're going to get the privilege to walk on the street of gold that we are waiting for if we do not found faithful. Is that clear so far?
Yes.
Any other questions?
Amen.
Okay, all right. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
To God be
the praise. Thank you, Sister Richardson. I see a hand up. I don't know if it was from earlier. I'm going to open this line. If you have any question regarding the message or comment, or if you have a prayer request, 985-209. Not sure if I opened the line before. Your line is open. 985.
I'm just listening.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Sorry. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So,
okay.
If there's no one, there's no hands for questions. Again, praise the Lord. We have a house full. I pray that everyone was blessed. You took down these scriptures and may the Holy Spirit press upon your heart what was read, what was said, so that you can go and reread and search these things out, because we all have to be Bereans and search these things out. Amen. And ask the Holy Spirit to give us a better understanding of it. So Brother Ricardo, you want to finish? No more
yes.
Hands.
Any prayer? Anyone have any prayer requests?
No. Can you just pray for on a whole for wisdom and understanding for each and everyone that's on the line, and for our families also, that we will be able to present this to our family and those within our household, that they may come into the saving power of the Lord. Take the gospel
Amen.
First to our families, yes, and then to others. So.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Yes.
Okay. Wisdom and understanding for family. Okay. Father in heaven, you are ready to be praised and to be lifted up. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor for this study. And Lord, forgive me, oh God, if anything is not clear so far, Lord, as you take, 3 weeks, oh God, so far to explain and to expound and to go over these things that we have laid before me, oh God. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom and understanding for each and every one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, oh God. Lord God Almighty, my desire is, oh God, to give what you have given unto me, oh God, so my brothers and sisters can go back. It's the same thing I do, oh God. When I go and listen to a sermon, a Bible study, oh God, I take notes. And Lord, this is all we can grow in wisdom. If we do not take notes, oh God, we will not get the understanding. You will not open up our mind, oh God, because you see that the willingness is not there. So we ask, oh God, for my brothers and sisters to have a determination, to have a hunger for truth, for insight for your word, oh God, for a longing for your word. Lord, we ask, we pray for our loved ones who are not really walking with you, oh God. We ask him to give us that burden for soul. Help, give us tact, oh God. Help us not to just go on to be pushy or rushy, oh God. But Lord, teach us how to be tactful. Let our loved ones, oh God, see you in us. And that, Lord, when we're speaking to them, they will willing to listen, oh Lord, not to call us hypocrite or wishy-washy, oh God. One moment we see you, see God, and the next moment they do not know who we are. And Lord, we pray for our family ministry, oh God. We pray that, Lord, help us to reach our family members, oh God, them that are close to us. Sometimes they don't want nothing to do with us, oh God. And I know you said, oh God, a prophet is not honored among his very own. But Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, oh God, aunt and cousin, oh God, far and near, oh God, neighbors, oh God, co-workers, oh God, supervisor, oh God. I pray that your will be done, oh God. Use us, oh God. Empower us. Touch our lips, oh God. Give us holy boldness. Sometimes we want to go minister, Lord, and we want to say the word, oh God, and we wish we can just say the word and we get our co-worker, our family member, our children attention, oh God, and they will have that hunger. They will have that interest. And sometimes, oh God, we say things to them. We tell them about your word. And we even get discouraged, oh God, and we get timid and we get afraid because we do not want to ruffle feathers, oh God. But Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will fill my brothers and sisters on this prayer line so we can be a willing vessel to be used by you in a powerful way like never before. We pray for this ministry, oh God. We pray for those who come on this prayer line faithfully, oh God. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them, oh God. We pray that my brothers and sisters on this prayer line who always listen, who will grow in wisdom, in knowledge, in grace, and in understanding, and in the Holy Spirit, and in the stature of Jesus Christ, oh God. And whatever era that we are lacking, oh God, I pray that you will grant it unto us. Do these things for us, oh God, because we know that we all are weak, but you are strong. We thank you so much, oh God, and as we are about to depart from the phone, we pray that your holy presence, we pray that your Holy Spirit will not depart from each and every one of us, oh God. I pray for a special blessing for my sister Carla, Lord. I thank you so much for our faithfulness, our willingness, oh God. We thank you so much for using her in our special way. We pray that you may bless her ministry, bless our children, bless everyone that will call by your name, oh God. You know her secret prayer, oh God. You know the things that bother her, oh God. You know the things that frustrate her, oh God. We ask him to put an edge of protection around and about her, oh God. And when the enemy come up against her like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him, oh God. And the standard is your word, oh God. So, Lord, we ask you to help her to get enriched in your word, oh God. Help her to grow like never before in you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the church say, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord again. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha, and brothers and sisters. May you have a blessed Sabbath night. And Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. And that is what we want, life and peace, and to be spiritual minded. Also, Christ Object Lesson, page 263.3 says, this life is the only time given to men in which to prepare for eternity. So this is the time to prepare, brothers and sisters, for what? Eternity. And may we continue to pray, continue to fast, confess our sins, and pray for others so that they can receive a blessing too. Jesus loves you. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed by the
Silence, his love is the theme of my soul.